Welcome to Kitzer Bits. The Kitzer, we are up to Sid Min Kof Mem Gimel. That looks like a aim, Sif Tes Vav. Here the Kitzer tells us that if there's a splinter stuck in one's father or mother's skin, the son or daughter is not allowed to remove it because he may, inadvertently granted, but will inflict a wound. He'll be taking out some blood when he takes out the splinter. And that's an Isser. It's a Chiyuv Chenek. Similarly, if the son is a doctor, he's not allowed to do bloodletting for his father, for his mother. He's not allowed to do surgery, do an amputation on either one of them, even if he's only doing it to obviously heal them. Now, this is only in a case when there is another option. There's another doctor who can do this procedure. But if he's the only one who's able to do that and the parent is suffering, then he's allowed to let blood or he's allowed to do the surgery. In that case, Aruch HaShulchan brings down that if there are other doctors, but this son may be able to do the procedure better himself. So he's more skilled. Or if his parent specifically wants him to do it, then he would be allowed to. In Sifta Zayin, the Kitzer tells us, if someone's father or mother, Rachmana Litzlan, becomes deranged, he has to do whatever he can to interact with them according to their mental capacity, until their Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis on them. And restores their mental health. If it's impossible to actually endure that, because they've become exceedingly demented, he's allowed to leave them and depart and give other people the job of dealing with them in an appropriate fashion. In this case, the child isn't able to care for his father because of their relationship, so he could hand over the job to someone else who is more dispassionate, but can take better care of them. And Sif Yud Zayin, the Kitzer says, on the parent's side of this mitzvah, it's also for a person to make himself into a burden on his kids, to be very exacting with his personal kavod, because then his kids could potentially be michshol in the aveira of kibud avim if he's very picky. And they'll end up disobeying him in one way or another. Rather, he should be more moichel, and look away from anything that is against his kavod. Because if a father is moichel on his kavod, kvay de machol, he can give up that honor due to him. Sifrit Ches, the Kitzer says, that it's also for a parent to hit his kids, even, for chinuch, like they used to, if his child is mature, if he's older. What's considered mature and older, it depends on the child. You can't put a specific age on it. The Rama writes that a gadol here, a mature person, is a child that's either 22 or 24 years old. But the Kitzer goes with the opinion of the Ritva that any child who may fight back, either verbally or physically, even if he's under bar mitzvah, it's usur to hit him at that point. Rather, you should speak to him. Use your words. Anyone who hits his older son, we put him in a chayrim, in a nidoy. Because he's over on the fnei iver lo yisitein michshol. This is not just a hard mitzvah for children. The parents also have to be on top of it. Do everything they can to help their children be mekayim, kovid and myra. In Sif Yotes, the Kitzer says that one is chayiv to honor his father's wife, even if she's not his mother, as long as his father is still alive. Honoring his father's wife is a way of honoring the father. But if the father dies, then the chiyuv to honor him in that manner ceases. So too, as long as his mother's alive, he has a chiyuv to honor her husband. Now, technically, the mitzvah goes away once the related parent passes away. But it is proper to continue honoring them, the stepfather or mother, even after his father or mother passes on. The Gemara in Subas on Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph says that Rebbe told his children to honor their stepmother even after he passed away. Now in Sif Chof, the Kitzer tells us that a person is chayav to honor his older brother, whether they're full brothers or only a brother from the father or mother. One is also chayav to honor his father-in-law and mother-in-law. Lav dafka as a parent, but as a zoken, someone older than him. Those that say that the chiv to honor an older brother is only the oldest brother, the Golian Ma'ar Shah, the Beis Lachem Yehuda brings that. There's a shaila whether that chiv is a chiv as part of a way of honoring the father. So if the father passes away, or if the father's meichel, maybe he doesn't have to be mechabed his older brother. Maybe the brother needs to be meichel too. Berk Yosef paskins, the one has to be mechabed all his older siblings, brothers or sisters, as long as the parents are alive and after they die. It's a separate mitzvah, kabed es avicha ve'es imecha, the es we darish in the older siblings. Now, gabe the father-in-law, mother-in-law, the shach says that that's a chiyuv gabe because of the mitzvah to respect one's elders. We find this with Dovid HaMelech, who is mechabed Shaul HaMelech, his father-in-law. Right, he called him Ovi. It says, Ovi re'e gam re'e. There's also a chiyuv to honor one's father's father and his father's mother. Although that honor is one step lower than the chiyuv that he has to honor his own father. So if it's a disagreement between what to do for one's father or grandfather, the father's needs take precedence. Otherwise, the grandfather has the same dinim as the father's covered. In Sivchav Aleph, the Gitza says that if someone wants to honor his father and mother, he really wants to. He should learn Torah and do Maisim Toivim, because that is the ultimate covered for one's parents. Because everyone's going to say, ooh, Ashrei la'avaim shegidlu bein kazeh. How lucky this kid's parents are. If the child is going on a different derech than the Torah's, the parents are going to have to suffer that disgrace because of him. And that's a busha that there is none other. If a father wants to have rachmonis, really wants to have rachmonis on his children, he should learn Torah and do ma'isim toivim. He should make Hashem and everybody else proud. He should get along with people. And thereby, his children will have covered through their father. But if someone, Rachman al-Etzlan, does not go on that straight and narrow path, then his children will also be disgraced after him. The Kitzer adds that because of the father's averus, his children can die. The Pasuk says, Poikir avoin oves albonim, that if the children follow in their father's improper ways, then they'll not only get punished for their own averus, but their father's averus too. If the child doesn't and he's upright, then they won't get punished at all from any of their father's averus. Otherwise, it's stacked. There's no greater cruelty than that. Because through his averus, he's causing his children to die, to have this tremendous pile of averus. And on the other hand, there's no greater mercy that a father can have on his children than to be a tzaddik. Because his schus passes on for 1,000 generations. Be'ez Hashem, we shall all be zeched to be tzaddikim and to raise tzaddikim. And in Sifchov Be'ez, finally the Kitzur tells us that a ger is usher to curse his father or mother, and he should not demean them, because people shouldn't say, oh, no, now that you became a Jew, now you went from a higher Kedusha to a lower Kedusha, and now you're treating your parents with less honor, even though technically he's not related to his parents post-conversion. He should still treat them with some measure of kavod. Everyone recognizes the importance of honoring one's parents. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.